You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I tell you, I have been scraping candy off my kids' teeth. I gotta tell you, and you know, the calories are just gonna keep coming. You know, this is the season. We got, you know, finishing Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I gotta tell you, and me too. I mean, my tummy still hurts from all the candy I've eaten over the last couple of days. I'm not too good, you know, and I lost some weight and I was looking all good, you know, got my 24, I got my waist down. All right, I can't lie. Got a little bit of a belly. Hey, it's nothing cosmetic surgery won't fix, right? All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. What's going on here? Oh, remember that man that gave birth? Thomas Beatty. Remember there was a man that gave birth and they showed us his picture? And, I mean, I think he's a good-looking man, but then you see a pregnant woman's stomach. We've called him the pregnant man. I'm sure you guys have seen him. All right, I think he had two children, if I could remember correctly. But he never had the reproductive organs changed. So he's living like a man. He's looking like a man, still has a uterus. Well, apparently he wants to have a hysterectomy. So you're getting this? Okay, so it's a woman who wanted to be a man, but still had her parts, gave birth, is still a man, wants to have a hysterectomy while being a man, even though they have woman parts, by either a doctor who's a man or a woman. Got it all? Man, that's a lot. All right, so, I mean, yeah. This is so weird. I'm looking at his pictures. He looks like a man. Yeah, he doesn't have boobies anymore. Oh, because he had surgery. He had breast reduction surgery. So he had everything else except the removal of the uterus. You see, okay, honestly, all right, okay, being a woman who menstruates, right? And we've all known when I menstruate. I'll let you guys know every month. You know, I mean, if I was going to turn into a man, I would say the first organ to go would be the uterus. I mean, I kind of like my boobies. You know, it attracts attention, right? And it helps pick up radar if I'm looking for something. You know, you guys realize that. We women can see from our breasts, right? You know when you're on the ground looking for the other sock, right? They go, and then you're like, hey, I know that's not medically sound. I'm sorry. But honestly, I feel like my boobies give me radar. So if I was going to turn into a man, I would say take my uterus and chuck it. But he decides to keep the uterus. Oh, I see. So then he could still have babies. But his partner's a woman. I don't know how they did it. I'm still confused by all that. All right. Well, okay. So I think I'm done talking about that. All right. What do I want to talk about? Well, a lot of stuff. You know, they were talking about Steve Jobs' final words. He had said, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, before he passed away. So I kind of want to talk about some famous last words later on this hour. Pretty interesting stuff. All right. I couldn't talk about last hour what President Obama wants to do with drug shortages. Looks like he is going to jump in and try to save the day with some executive orders. Of course, I get always a little nervous when there are executive orders, but what are you going to do? All right. And then women who take cholesterol medication may have a lower risk of breast cancer. Those of us who take aspirin may have a lower risk of colon cancer. So lots of cool stuff. And then they found that if doctors are listening to Mozart, they said Mozart's last opus, then while they're up your opus, they actually find more colonic polyps. Did you guys hear about this? All right, let me just throw out the number real quickly. I know people don't have an opus, but it's a little nicer to say than anus, okay? So opus, I don't get in trouble for saying on the radio. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so they say doctors performing colonoscopies might be able to find and remove more polyps if they're listening to Mozart. Kyle's working the board today. Kyle, do we have any Mozart music or nah? I don't know if we have any Mozart music. Yeah. See? You do the colonoscopy, see a polyp, chop it off? I don't know. work for me. See, me, I need some, you know, hard rock. I would need some rock and roll, you know, and then you kind of blast the polyps. Well, actually, you don't blast the polyps. You actually take the polyps out in a very delicate manner, cauterize the base. But they say, doctors, this is going to be presented at the American College of Gastroenterology annual meeting in Washington. Yeah, if you guys are in Washington, you're going to want to go to the annual meeting of the American College of Gastroenterologists. All right, so apparently... they say Mozart's music may temporarily improve a person's ability to visualize spatial patterns. This was first reported in the journal Nature in 1993. Really? Now, see, I need to be... Here's the thing. I love classical music. Huge fan of Mozart, Beethoven. I love classical music. But I like classical music because it relaxes me. Now, maybe that's my fault. Maybe I used classical music to relax me. Such that my body just knows to kind of relax and muscles relax, close my eyes, etc. So there is no way I would do that if I, you know, have that music in the background. If I was doing, you know, some heavy duty colonoscopizing or anoscopizing, I mean, you know, I would probably want, you know, some rock to kind of keep me up, keep me pumped, you know. And then on the flip side, do you really want your doctor dancing and kind of grooving? Right? While he's, you know, I'm kind of grooving right now. I don't know if y'all can see. I'm a pretty good dancer, right? Kind of, you know, you could do the bump and grind. I mean, I don't know if you really want your doctor kind of doing that because then they're going to move their hands. And you want their hands steady. You don't want them, you know, while they're, you know, using the scope and, you know, transversing, you know, your transverse colon and ascending colon and descending colon. I mean, obviously not in that order. Basically, you go into the anus, then you go to the rectum, sigmoid colon, up the descending, over the transverse, and you go a little bit into the ascending, take a quick peek, and then you get the hell out of there. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be due for my colonoscopy, which you all, I'll probably air live, right? They'll be like, we're going in. Here we go. Doop, doop. Dr. Dahlia's colon has too much fecal matter. Don't pull out. Pull out. It's coming. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, let's do this. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, which is my website. And please follow me on Twitter. I do realize one of my Facebooks is already maxed, so please go to my Facebook page. It's probably better than my regular feed Facebook, because all I do is tell you whenever I have bowel issues, diarrhea. I ate too much Halloween candy. Too much Halloween candy. That's really, really coming up on me. Poor Kyle has to hold his nose back there. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. Got a question. I was constipated, something horrible. One day when I was going to work,
I hear
you. Driver, and I never had this problem before, and I am a runner, and I do run mini marathons and marathons. I got away from the fruits and vegetables. I was eating more protein and pasta and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's probably what did it. What I had to do, though, to help myself, I put on a glove, and I manually went in to help myself go to help try and clean mm-hmm. myself out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go up far. Just enough to start, you know, getting the process going.
Mm.
And I did. Now, when I was done going to the bathroom, I noticed there was a lot of blood in the stool, but it was at the end.
Okay.
Went to the doctor. explained to the doctor what was going on. I never had this problem before. She felt like at this time it was not necessary to do any further tests. But if the bleeding continues, then to go ahead, make an appointment, and we'll do some tests to figure out what's going on. She goes, you know, when you did that, you probably irritated part of your colon up there. You know, it's real sensitive, lots of blood vessels, and the tissue is delicate up there. And she goes, you probably nicked yourself. So the last couple days, I've had some blood, but it's just like traces of it. I mean, you can see it. Should I go back and make another appointment and have some more tests done? Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.
No, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. And I know some of you are probably thinking, okay, wait a second. You go up and you disimpact your... Yeah, that's called bowel disimpaction. That's how we used to do it in the olden days. All right? You know, when we doctors got paid more money, we would actually put on a glove when... Well, actually, in the olden days, we didn't even have gloves, but we went in there. And if you were blocked up and had a big thing of stool, we would have to loosen the stool. I don't care if you're eating. Put the sandwich down. Put the sandwich down. This is important, guys. But then they came up with these enemas. You know, these little saltwater enemas, Fleet's enemas that you have over the counter. And those seem to help if you're not completely impacted. So my recommendation is before you get to that point, you know, of course, you should see your doctor. If you're constipated and you get constipated pretty badly, I want you to see a doctor. But, you know, sometimes rather than manually doing that, sometimes these enemas can help. But, again, I don't want anybody treating themselves without being checked. Here's the problem. True. You could have cut yourself, and that's why you're bleeding. But my only problem is it sounds like you're healthy. You're a marathon runner. You know what to eat. Yes, you might have not eaten the fruits and vegetables. But, you know, I hate to think that any of us have to be paranoid to the point where if we do end up going off our diet, we're going to be impacted to the point where we need to have somebody disimpact us. I mean, you know, our bowels should be able to still function properly. So my concern is it doesn't sound like you had a colonoscopy, and I think you should. I think you should have a colonoscopy, a scope going up there and taking a look. Because number one is, what if you're, not to scare you, but all right, you got the big ball of stool that came out, but what if you had something up above there that has been kind of triggering some of your constipation, like a little mass or a big polyp or something. And now that the stool is removed, it's able to bleed a little bit more freely, and that's why you still see it. You know, usually, I don't know how many days it takes for a cut in the colon, but it sounds like if it's been this long, you know, maybe there's something else going on. And again, my concern is why did you get that badly backed up? So I would say, yes, get it checked out, have a colonoscopy, but never disimpact yourself again. Because if you end up bleeding, I mean, you could really hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing. You know, there is an art. You know, I know some people go, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you know, you play piano, you know, you type 90 words a minute, 10 key, about 200 keys a minute. You know, you could backhand anybody that gives you any lip, and you know, you could disimpact a bowel. Yes, I am gifted. I am gifted. I'm very agile with my hands. My husband can attest to that. However, I know I'm keep it clean. But still doing it yourself could actually really hurt yourself. You know, and for some of us that have fake nails, you don't want to lose a nail up in there. So, I mean, I'm glad you improved and you feel better, but don't do that again. I would rather you see a gastroenterologist, get a colonoscopy, and then ask him if you ever get that bad. Again, what should you do? Should you take stool softeners? Should you do a Fleet's enema? Should you drink a lot of water, take some mineral oil? Because there's a variety of other things that you could do that also won't, you know, mess up your nails. Remember, we women don't like to do that because we can't let anything happen to our nails. It costs us too much to get our nails done. All right. Great question. All right. Okay. I want to talk about what President Obama is doing. I need to find it, though, really quickly. As you can see, I'm kind of you know, when you sing, you could have the guitarist play music in the background, right, while you're looking, you know, and then you could go ahead and then go into your song, right? And the guitarist knows what to do. They're in the background. They're just playing until you finally get your act together. I can't do that on radio, right? Number one, because I'm not singing. Me. And number two, I don't have a guitarist. But honestly, some days I wish I had a guitarist. I mean, Kyle's awesome. Kyle's working the dials over there at Genesis Communications Network. But sometimes it's really, really nice to kind of look at your guitarist, right? And, you know, tell him just kind of, you know, good. Oh, there we go. Ah, thank you, Kyle. I feel like doing a colonoscopy now. Oh, that's good. All right, so what is President Obama doing? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now here comes the executive orders. There's going to be a lot of them. All right, President Obama's executive order to reduce the dire shortage of life-saving hospital medications is an essential step. Oh, yay! Yay, President Obama, for not going through the checks and balances. So thank you. Thank you, President Obama. That's right. That's right. Okay, here he is. He's thinking all tough. All tough. Okay, here's the thing. True. We have a very dire shortage. We have a huge, huge issue going on right now where we don't have many vital medications and IV drips and chemotherapy drugs. Scary. Hospitals have reported the worst shortage in nearly a decade. Very, very concerning. Now, what this order does is it instructs the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to broaden reporting of potential drug shortages. All right, well, I'm reporting it now. I mean, I'm telling you all right now nationally, we're short. All right. Does that mean we're going to put more money to the FDA? They're going to expedite regulatory reviews that can help prevent shortages. Oh, I hope so. That's kind of nice. And examine whether potential shortages have led to price gouging. Oh, of course they have. Of course they have. You know, which I think is wrong. All right. So I agree with that. I think the price gouging is absolutely ridiculous. All right. Now, another thing that they're going to do is they're going to want these drug companies to give at least 6 months notice if there's going to be a shortage. And I don't know how that's going to happen. All right. I mean, if they're supplying suppliers and all of a sudden the suppliers need something pretty rapidly, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that within 6 months. You know, and I want to take a look a little bit more at this executive order, because keep in mind, whenever we report anything that the president does, it's a very truncated version that we're getting. Okay. We don't have the actual order in front of us. Now, of course, my concern, all right, and my prediction is there's going to be certain things in this order that are going to gum up the process and going to make things worse. All right. Yes, it's a shame that the government had to get involved, which is exactly what happened with health care. All right. And that's why the Affordable Health Care Act was passed. Right. If there's a crisis, government's going to step in, which is why, guys, we need to fix this. But you see, this was already caused by the government. With the Affordable Health Care Act, they already limited what drug companies can charge, the profits are going to make. So the drug company said, well, then to hell with the cheaper drugs. I mean, if I'm not going to be able to make money on the cheaper drugs, why am I producing them? Right? And if I'm not going to make what I need to make on the more expensive drugs, they're too costly to make. That's why there's shortages. Okay? There needs to be some incentive. So I just find this very convenient that a year and a half after the Affordable Health Care Act, the government needs to step in again with the drug companies, right? And the shortage happened after the Affordable Health Care Act, okay? So thank you for creating more problems and then looking like you need to save the day with more legislation, which is going to cause, it's a domino effect. We're just sitting there watching it happen. We're watching it. The FDA will add 6 people to the 5 who are assigned to the drug shortage company. 6 people. Why are we hiring 6 more people? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And the boogie woogie flu. All right, there's no treatment for that except booging. I got to tell you, that is, I think, one of my favorite songs as a doctor. I just love it. I got the rocking pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu. I have people do that. You know, when you go into the doctor, right, you need to tell the nurse what your chief complaint is, and the nurse has to write it verbatim. Okay? You know, we could always improvise later. We could reword, you know, and it's really frustrating because I have people, they cuss, you know. The nurse goes, how do you feel? And they go, I feel like S, right? And, you know, the nurse writes it down. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you cuss. But, you know, the one thing we have to do in medicine is chief complaint. We put it in quotes, you know, no matter what they say. Right. They could say, yeah, Dr. Dahlia blows, but, you know, I got to see her anyway. I mean, the nurse writes it, right? You know, it stinks. And you know, so my mom will try to come in, sneak in as a patient, and then she'll say, tell Dahlia that she left her diaphragm in the... And this all goes on the medical record. It's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, I've had a patient come in saying I got the rocking pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu, right? Oh, I gave him a suppository. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I was listening to a radio station, and they had a doctor on from Italy, and he was using baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, to treat cancer patients. What do you think about that?
I think Dr. Simoncini or something like that. There's a few people that have been talking about the sodium bicarb baking soda, basically. Yeah, baking soda, which is sodium bicarb. Look, I want to tell you right now, if I could be, you know, ingesting baking soda every day to prevent cancer, I'd be doing it. I mean, that sounds so easy. Well, here's the thing, all right? I've never had a patient do it. I've never seen patients be treated by their oncologist that way, so I don't have any experience. Okay, so I can't say it works and I can't say it doesn't work. I've had no experience. But basically the thought behind it is, again, with this whole acidity versus alkalinity. You know, people think that acidity causes cancer. So if you reduce your acidity by making things more basic or alkaline, then you can kill the cancer cells or prevent the cancer cells from growing. And so the thought behind the sodium bicarb is to alkalize the area. And it's just it's a way to alkalize the blood. And, you know, my only concern with that is, you know, if people are taking teaspoons of baking soda or however the regimen goes, you know, I mean, it could be too much. It could stress the kidneys. Remember, I mean, if your kidney starts to feel anything basic, it's going to immediately work to get you back to, you know, the normal the normal pH of the blood. Now, I mean, if he's sprinkling the baking soda on the tumor, that's a nice thought. But from what I understand, again, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, you either ingest it orally or you know, I think you can do topical preparations on the skin. But unfortunately, no, I haven't heard of any patient that's talked to me or written me. That said, it's worked. I would, though, love to hear from you if, you know, baking soda cured your cancer. I mean, it does. It sounds outlandish. But he's not the only doctor that's brought that up. There's been other doctors. And I mean, I understand the idea behind acidity. It's just I don't think your body will let you become that acidic or that alkaline unless, of course, you're in renal failure or have respiratory conditions. Right? Your body has a mechanism to bring you back to normal. That's just what it does. When it's working correctly. We've talked about metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis, et cetera. All right. If you're acidotic, your body will breathe out the extra carbon dioxide and your respiratory rate will go up. And then once you breathe out the extra carbon dioxide, you go back to normal. All right. If you're unhealthy, of course, then you're in the hospital and that's when they have to, you know, give you infusions or, sometimes if you're breathing too much, they have to actually put you on a ventilator, check your blood gases. So again, I would love to think that you could just take baking soda and it works, but, I just can't yet. I can't. All right. You know, speaking of, you know, kind of interesting stuff like that, we've been talking, over the last couple of days about Steve Jobs, and apparently his sister, when she eulogized him, said that he had, some three very distinct words, and his last words or phrases were, "Oh wow, oh wow, oh wow." Now, Steve Jobs, we know, passed away a couple weeks ago of pancreatic cancer. She said that she looked at him, then she looked at the family, then he looked kind of above the family, away, as he said this, and then he passed. And of course, you know, I've been seeing on the news, you know, priests and, you know, people have been discussing and they're saying, you know, I mean, he must have seen the white light. We've talked about that, the white light. We've talked about, you know, what exactly people see before they die. They have a near death experience. And actually, from what we understand in the medical community, if you're spiritual, those of us who are spiritual, you know, we believe, all right, you know, the angels or, you know, there's the light and they're kind of, you know, letting you say it's okay. So you pass and you don't fight it. Those of us spiritual, but in the medical community, you know, what we've come to understand is the brain kind of, plays tricks on you. You know, as the cells are dying or you're becoming hypoxic or certain things are happening or you're starting to build up, acids and things before you expire, sometimes your mind tries to make sense of certain things. And so we believe you have these visions, because if you have always envisioned going to heaven as a bright light and a path with angels, you know, et cetera, then a lot of times your mind starts to kind of put the two together and brings out these images. I don't know. I don't know what to believe, because I'm very spiritual. You know, I happen to think that heaven, you know, everybody's kind of dressed in Lord of the Rings, right? I'll get to eat that leafy stuff that the elves give you. I know I should know the name of it, leavened bread or elf bread or whatever it is, right? Of course, I'm going to have mine hand dipped in chocolate. So so I'm going to tell you guys right now, okay? If you ever hear my last words, you know, as, oh, Aragorn, all right, then you know what it's doing is it's playing on my subconscious, okay? All right? Okay, so let's look at some famous last words. This is kind of interesting. Let me see if I have some of these. All right. Well, apparently, Thomas Jefferson died the same day as John Adams. And Thomas Jefferson has been postulated, said the day he died, it's the 4th, because apparently he died July 4th, 1826. Now, John Adams had said, Thomas Jefferson still survives, right? And then he died. Okay, now, Louisa M. Alcott, the writer in the 1800s, said, is it not meningitis? See, some of these things, it's kind of creepy. This is creepy. All right, let me see what else. I want to find people. P.T. Barnum. How were the receipts today at Madison Square Garden? Okay, see, I could see myself doing that. I could see myself worried about the office or worried about my radio show ratings. You know, so how are my ratings this week? Right? And then the family having to lie to me. All right, let me see here. Who else? Oh, sorry, I'm looking at this. Humphrey Bogart. I like this one. I should have never switched from scotch to martinis. That's a good one. Ludwig von Beethoven. Friends applaud. The comedy is finished. Okay, now that just seems like a little too dramatic. Now, one source said, his secretary wrote that he said, pity, pity, too late. All right. I don't know. Maybe it got lost in the translation. Napoleon, right? Bonaparte, he said Josephine. That was his last word. And Elizabeth Barrett Browning said beautiful, because her husband asked her how she felt. See, that's interesting. You know, a lot of people, they start to feel at peace. Again, like I said, I'd probably be saying Aragorn. Let me see if there's anything else interesting. Grover Cleveland said, I have tried so hard to do the right. Okay, maybe he was talking to his priest. Lou Costello from Abbott and Costello said, that was the best ice cream soda I ever tasted. Okay, good, good. Joan Crawford said, damn it, don't you dare ask God to help me. And that she said to her housekeeper, who had begun to pray out loud. Bing Crosby said, that was a great game of golf, fellers. And then Charles Darwin, I am not the least afraid to die. Well, of course, he's Darwin. He was going to be famous. He knew that. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9 4-9-1. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, your email is at drdahlia.com, which, as you can see, I've answered, I believe, each and every one. If I can't read them on air, I will definitely answer you personally. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget to check out our Alaskan cruise that we are going to next year. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. We're leaving for Alaska from Seattle. You're going to have a great time because you're going to come with me. Please check out the website to get all the groovy information. All right. So those of us women who are at risk for breast cancer, all right, but take a cholesterol medication, they have 30% less of a chance of getting a relapse. All right. But it's only certain types of cholesterol medications. Okay, you need the ones like simvastatin, which dissolve in fat as opposed to water. There's the lipophilic and then the hydrophilic. So some cholesterol medications can easily dissolve in fat, whereas other ones like pravastatin dissolve better in water. We're talking about the lipophilic, like simvastatin. Well, apparently a team of U.S. and Danish researchers, led by Dr. Thomas Ahern from Harvard Medical School in Boston, looked at 19,000 Danish women diagnosed with breast cancer. See, but they eat a lot of Danish, so no... No wonder they need cholesterol medicine. All right. You know what? I was funnier a couple hours ago. All right. My jokes are kind of getting, yeah. All right. And they said that women were tracked for nearly 7 years to see if they suffered a recurrence. Those who were on simvastatin or Zocor, or it's, simvastatin is also found in Vitorin, were 30% less likely to see their tumor return than those who had taken no form of statin. Now, of course, they need to do more and more research, but taking simvastatin is a heck of a lot cheaper than some of these other medications. So if they find that there's some truth to this, imagine those of us taking that medication to prevent a breast tumor recurrence. That would be a phenomenal advancement. So I hope they get their act together. All right, another thing that they found is those of us that have taken birth control pills, nearly half our risk for ovarian cancer. If any of us, you know, yeah, gentlemen, you too, right? If any of you have been taking birth control for 10 years, you cut your risk of ovarian cancer by almost in half. Now, that makes sense because what basically the birth control, it prevents you from getting pregnant by preventing ovulation. So they found women that ovulate less, right, either have multiple pregnancies or have been on birth control, don't appear to get ovarian cancer as much as those that haven't had that type of suppression. So you can't just start taking, you know, birth control now. But I do. I find that pretty, pretty fascinating. I've taken birth control. Yeah, I know. I've talked about my birth control plenty of time on this show. That's okay. All right, now this is very interesting. Hospital smoking bans actually create health and safety hazards. All right, so this is a very, very interesting study where there's policies in hospitals that ban smoking, right? You're not supposed to smoke on hospital property, et cetera. Well, apparently, the patients have to go outside to smoke. Well, if they go outside to smoke, sometimes they get locked out of entrances, right, during a winter night because they go out, then they can't get back in. Or IV lines and the electronic pumps start to malfunction in the cold. Patients in wheelchairs can't get back in. Yet, they're also finding immobilized patients are actually smoking in the beds. All right, you're not supposed to be smoking in your hospital room, but they're still finding that that happens. These are researchers from the University of Manitoba, University of Alberta, and the Winnipeg Regional Health Authority in a study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Again, another good read. All right, so what the team found, ample evidence that patients as well as staff continue to smoke on hospital property, even the staff. Right? Despite banning smoking inside all buildings, entrances, and on hospital grounds, people are smoking under the signs forbidding smoking. Smokers are usually spotted near entrances or in places allowing them to hide while they smoke. You're not supposed to be smoking. Even from what I understand, even though people go outside, you're still not to be smoking a certain amount of feet. And I don't think you're allowed to go into the parking lot. This was interesting. They say cleaners describe picking up 5 to 10 pounds of discarded cigarette butts some days. 5 to 10 pounds, right? And there's supposed to be no smoking. All right. Now, again, I understand it's an addiction. I feel very bad. I mean, actually, we've talked about this on the show where you're doing fine, you're doing well, you have your own routine, whether it be with your pain medicines, whether it be with some alcohol, whether it be with smoking, and all of a sudden you land in the hospital. And then you're in the hospital and you don't get alcohol in the hospital. You don't get to smoke. You don't get your daily dose of pain medications, right? Or the amount of pain medications that you want to take. And so you start going through withdrawals. I mean, a hospital visit or admission could be very, very miserable. And, we were taking care of patients who were alcoholics that were coming into the hospital. I mean, I hate to use the term alcoholics. I don't like using that term. I should say people that were drinking heavily day to day, and would actually give them alcohol in the IV so they wouldn't go through DTs. All right. DTs are delirium tremens. You could actually seize. You could die if you, are used to taking an alcohol day after day. It's a medication. If you used to take an alcohol day after day, and then you don't get alcohol when you're in the hospital. And sometimes, if we don't do a tox screen early enough, sometimes we can't detect that you have been drinking alcohol. So you start going crazy. You start seeing things. You get very, very agitated. And, you know, it takes a good clinician to realize if we picked up somebody, you know, if they used to be an alcoholic, you know, prior to coming in. So we used to do an alcohol IV drip. I don't know how much that costs. You know, I mean, you know, me and the students were like, why don't we just grab them a beer? You know, we got some in the back of our truck. You know, just give them a beer. It'll be cheaper. And, you know, I can't get this damn IV in, but we weren't allowed to give patients beers. You know, we also used to give pregnant women, it wasn't my training, but years before my training, you'd give pregnant women alcohol in the IV, and that would stop their contractions. We don't do that anymore because of fetal alcohol syndrome, you know. But it's just, you know, if you are very accustomed to live in a certain way and you're organized enough to have your medicine list in your wallet, which is very good to do, medicine list in the wallet or having one of those bracelets, you may want to also have a laminated list of your daily alcohol intake, your daily painkiller intake, okay? I'm not saying you're going to get alcohol in the hospital, right? I'm not saying you're going to get your painkillers, but don't under admit to what you're taking. You know, because all that patients will try to look good. They're like, I have a drink once in a while. You better tell me the truth, all right? Because I won't be able to help you if you're lying. I need to know. Or you'll have people taking 10 Vicodin a day. 10 Vicodin a day, that's scary. All right? But if you say, well, I take a pain pill every now and then, most likely when you're admitted to the hospital, we're not going to give you a pain pill. All right? I mean, if you're going to be getting some surgery done, we're definitely not going to give you a pain pill because we want to see, you know, sometimes these pain medications can actually lower the bowel transit or kind of mess with the sphincter of OD and, you know, certain sphincters that you have in your body. And trust me, we want your sphincters working when you're in the hospital. Trust me, it is sphincter city when you're in the hospital. But a lot of times we want to know if the pain is worsening. We don't want to dope you up so you can't communicate with us if something goes wrong. So we don't overdo it with pain medication sometimes. Now, if you've been taking 10 Vicodin a day for your back pain and you're coming in with another condition, you're going to have to fess up. Now, we probably wouldn't give you that much because we don't want to fry the liver, but hopefully they'll be able to give you something so you don't start going through narcotic withdrawal. I can't tell you how many times we had people get itchy, they couldn't sleep, started to get diarrhea. So here we are in medical school going, oh, my gosh, he has diarrhea. We need to check him for Clostridium difficile because the antibiotics are giving him a colitis. And now we have to do ovum parasites. He might have picked up a parasite from the hospital food. So we start doing a multi-$1,000 workup. And all it was the patient was so used to taking pain pills and narcotics that he started going through withdrawal. And I know some of you are thinking, well, Dr. Dolly, if I'm unconscious going to the hospital, how am I supposed to tell you? That's why I said put a list in your wallet. Put a list, tattoo it to your chest. I don't care. All right? But there has to be a way to communicate. Or you tell a loved one, look, if I ever go to the hospital and they need to know what's going on with me, here's my list. Okay? It's communication. Very simple. Okay? Because if you get a doctor like me, I'll be like, there's no way I'm giving you a pain pill. Uh-uh. All right. I give pain pills if you need it. I do. I'll do a morphine drip, but only if you deserve it. All right, guys, more of the Dr. Dolly Show coming up in the next hour. If this is your stop, you all be safe, all right?
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.